Just following up, this is Minnesota-specific. There's a new passport agency that would open up in the Minneapolis area. If $25 of the $45 cost is an execution fee, if folks then apply in a passport agency, does that mean that the cost of getting the passport card would be less if they're not working with the post office?
The $20 cost of the card is based on our cost of service study, a requirement to recover the cost of producing the card. So the execution fee is just an incentive. Basically, it encourages the acceptance facilities to accept these passport applications on behalf of the Secretary of State.
What Senator Collins and I are pushing here is that if you have ways in which folks can get these cards without dealing with the post office or, you know, other these acceptance facilities. In other words, if you can get it, if you get directly, if you're not dealing with a third party, can we lower the cost? The message here is it sure would make a lot of sense, at least in my states, where we have integrated communities. We have hockey teams that, you know, go back and forth, you know, between Fort Francis and International Falls. And by the way, the exception for kids is still in place, right? Minors will not have to be getting these cards.
Yes, true.
But then going to the adults, if in fact you have, as I understand this fee, there are two pieces of it. There's the kind of execution piece, the administrative cost, and then there's the incentive to some of these acceptance aid post offices, for instance. But if folks can get it directly, are there ways to get the cost of this card down to the $20, $25, either through the mobile teams that Senator Collins has talked about that I support, or working directly with other facilities where you're not paying the post office the $25 or $30?